As you guys know, I hadn't really known Vicki very long, about a year and a half. But after the first or second meeting, I felt like I'd known her all my life. And I guess each year for Christmas, she would cook Mike Mexican dinner. So this past Christmas, Mike said, "Vicki's coming down to cook dinner." And next thing I know, Vicki calls and she said, "I want you to invite your friends." I said, "Oh no, you know, you don't have to go out of your way to do that." She goes, "Oh no, no, we'll have a good time. Invite your friends." So we did. We invited our friends, and Mike had already warned me not to go into the kitchen, and because once she stepped into it, it became her kitchen. So as everybody came, she literally cooked their food to order, whatever it was they wanted. She fixed their meals. And I went into the kitchen, and she looked at me. She goes, "Get out of my kitchen." I said, "Can I get a fork?" You know, yes, I could get a fork. But I think of everything that night, she went above and beyond, only to find out later that evening that she was sick. She wasn't feeling good. As a matter of fact, the next day, she went into the hospital. But she didn't give up that night. But I think what I wanted to say to the family here is, more than anything, I knew she loved her children, her grandchildren. She loved her friends. Before I even met all of them, I knew all about you. And the greatest thing that you have is all of your memories. Write them down, piece of note paper. And she's not gone, because her light is shining in each one of you. You know, and as long as your heart has that light, she will never be gone. Thank you.